B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Robbie Landis, Weirdbeard, and someone who's finally saved the Streets of Rage from the evil crime syndicate, me, James Campbell.
Woo!
Yes!
Wow, nice!
So accomplished. I finally beat Streets of Rage 4. It's my first Streets of Rage franchise game I've ever beaten.
Mm-hmm.
And the ending was the most disappointing ending I've ever seen. All it was a bunch of watercolored little slides of the gangs from the Streets of Rage, all colored in.
I mean,
the credits rolling.
What did you expect?
Some sort of a cinematic cutscene, you know, maybe with Axel and Blaze kicking some ass and showing you destroy the Y twins and.
You're dreaming way too big,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
You have to think, they're only like 5%, 10% of gamers beat games anymore, so they're not putting any effort
into it. Well, I mean, not even just that. Since this is a callback to the original Streets of Rage, you didn't get big cinematic masterpieces back then.
Well, I never got that far back.
The actual, look, the reward for the game was the game itself.
Oh, I'll take that. That was good. They did a great job with it, so I can't be that sad, but I was still kind of a letdown. A famous rapper has announced that he is retiring from the music industry so that he can focus full-time on streaming on Twitch. Robbie, who's traded in their microphone for a video game controller.
That's right. Rapper Logix has announced his retirement from the music industry. He is going to be streaming full-time exclusively on Twitch. Now, I don't believe so far, last I checked anyway, the details of this, how long or how much... have not been released.
It's at least a 6 to 7 figure deal that Logic signed.
Ooh, wow. Mm. Yeah,
I wonder how much he was making as a recording artist. Probably not that much.
No, and like, man, here's what I'm going to say. As somebody who worked in music for quite a while, is that Logic... He's not a bad rapper. This is not me disparaging Logic whatsoever.
He's also not like an Eminem.
Correct. He hit his ceiling. He hit his B tier. He did plenty of wonderful things, but
he's getting decent royalties,
yeah,
right?
But he's not going to blow up. And when he actually went and he was on the stream, right? He broke down crying, thanking Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar, who all are more successful than him, for what he was able to do in rapping and to set him up to go to Twitch.
Love you guys. Big Pepe for keeping me strong, and Jordan, and so many. I'm forgetting everyone. Thank you to the Rat Pack. Thank you for making me a better person.
Oh,
wow.
It's like an Oscar.
I just want to say I'm really happy speech. That I'm not. I don't give and that I can go... fish and shoot guns and wipe my son's and fuck my wife and have more kids.
See, like, I don't know. Like,
that wasn't a very heartfelt. Right. That was.
Well, hold on. First,
let me say, any real, like, hard rapper, like, Drake would never get on stream and cry. Freaking never.
I was a little skeptical of this at first because Logic has actually, he's been on Twitch a few times, right? When Fallout 76 was first coming on, he actually did a stream with Ninja and the voices of Rick and Morty. They did like a stream of it, and Logic's was the worst part of that stream. He had no chemistry, he had no charisma at all.
But he's been trying to get into the world of esports and gaming,
and look,
hasn't he, for
and,
a while?
And he's a gamer, yeah. Right? And hearing this and you know, hearing how much excitement and emotion he has for it, look, I wish him nothing of the best, right? It's interesting too because, you know, after the fall of Mixer, you know, and the fact that both him and Shroud did essentially nothing for that platform, I'm still left wondering if streaming platforms like Twitch, like YouTube, like Facebook Gaming, if there's any benefit in them signing exclusivity deals.
Yes, because those people that they signed were streamers. This is a rapper. This is mainstream cred. Just like how Post Malone on Friday was streaming on Twitch, he had a whole big stream where he streamed Warzone, right? Like, they're not streamers don't bring people. They have hit the streaming services have hit their capacity of streamer influence, right?
Okay.
What I'm saying is you bring in people from the outside world trying to bring normal, you know, like normies into the Twitch culture.
And you see a lot of that with WWE superstars right now.
I was just going to say Zelina Vega has been streaming.
Ronda Rousey, who is doing Facebook gaming.
Like, can we not talk about Ronda?
But all I'm saying is there now I think companies have figured out the deals for the ninjas and the shrouds and stuff aren't the move. The move is to get these big megalomaniac brands.
Celebrities.
You know what? You know who's also been not streaming but doing YouTube videos now that is starting to gain a lot of traction? Brie Larson.
Yes.
On YouTube.
Really?
I actually saw a clip
Captain Marvel, right?
Yep, saw a clip of her from a few weeks ago when it was National Video Game Day. And I distinctly remember this one because she said, National Video Game Day, that's kind of silly to gamers, because if you're a gamer, every day is
every
National
day.
Video Game Day.
Gaming on a budget, we've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. If you've ever wanted to squad up with your crew, take on real-life simulated war scenarios without having to click a suspicious link on the Army or Navy Twitch channel, then this is the game for you.
This appears to be the work of the ultra-nationalists led by the Shadow of Zakhaev, one Vladimir Makarov. The Kremlin, however, sees it differently.
The Prime Minister has pledged full support to aid in any way possible.
Zakhaev kept Makarov in check, but no longer.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Remastered, which, in my opinion, may be the best Call of Duty game ever.
That's some bold words there,
yeah.
Mr. Robbie.
Yeah, Lewis. Look, this was the one. Well, first of all, you should know what Call of Duty is, right? You shoot stuff, all right? First person. But this campaign, because that's normally what I played for. I wasn't usually into like the multiplayer aspect of the Call of Duty.
You know, I feel like you're always more involved or you're
story
more interested
stuff.
In the stories.
Yeah, that's how you
games.
Get me, man. And look, I think that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, the campaign had some of the most memorable moments, not just in Call of Duty, but in gaming, right?
I would say that this is the Call of Duty that when people sit around and they go, oh, Call of Duty used to be so much better.
This is the one.
This is
the one they always reference?
Yeah, like I follow a lot of CDL and like professional COD players. This is the one that's referenced the most when they say, this is what I wish our game could be like nowadays.
See, so both in the gaming aspect from pros and even from a casual player like me who just, you know, does it for like the cinematic story, like this is the one, pretty sure this is the one that, like, you know, you see the nuke going off behind you as you're trying to escape on a helicopter, or at the end where you have to like throw the knife into the dude to like save the day. This is the game, right? And look, if you don't have a lot of time to dedicate to gaming, first of all, multiplayer, however much you put into it, that's how much you get out of it, right? 5 hours to finish the campaign, though.
Yeah, it's a short little campaign.
Super short.
But you get to live out moments of like cinematic excitement, like you're actually in some sort of a crazy war movie. The things that they have you do in the game, I could see being
was,
a blast.
Was this the No Russian game as well?
Correct.
See? There's three, like I would put those three moments in like probably like a top 50 list of like best gaming moments of all time.
Yeah, easily. Like in a lot of times if you watch a lot of like YouTube content where people do best of lists or they talk about like best twists in a game or they talk, this is the game that consistently like just shows up over and over and over, and it's like a staple in those countdown lists just because it's such a like ubiquitous moment in gaming. Because once this, it's like, you know how when a big Hollywood movie comes out and then every movie after that for like a year or two copies that movie. That's what this game was they did a cool twist on the end that I won't spoil or anything like that. But it absolutely is the thing that a lot of games tried to emulate afterwards.
Modern Warfare 2 is the first Die Hard of the Die Hard saga.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, this is remastered. So was this originally on like the 360 and they remastered it to be on better... Like
that
a
sounds
graphics
about
or
right.
A better,
that
a
sounds
more,
about right. Because this one actually came out with, I forget which one it was, but this basically came free with a more recent Call of Duty game.
Yeah, and the last thing I always like to point back to, it's a 9 out of 10 on Steam, which is a very hard score to get on Steam with 5 bajillion reviews. 97% of Google users said that they liked that video game. Like, it's a across the board outstanding game, especially for being free. Like, there's nothing you can go wrong with.
That's right. So where can you get it for free for
yes,
the entire
let them know, Robbie.
Month? Of August, you can get it on the PlayStation Network if you're a PS Plus member. So It will take you a $9.99 subscription for the month to get the PS Plus membership, but you get all sorts of benefits along with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Remastered.
Awesome. Well, there's your free game of the week. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Remastered, available for free on the PlayStation Network to PS Plus members. Now, if you're looking for another good game recommendation, something easy to get into, it's still well worth the time. We will have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. Next, we'll find out how well some of us know evil. We'll explain what we mean when we come back next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.